Public Health Ontario has reported 654 new COVID-19 cases in its latest report, October 9. Today's update also includes 577 new recoveries and 2 deaths in the last month. The October 9 update provided by the province's public health agency also reported the following data. Of the new cases reported today, 385 were unvaccinated people, 30 were partially vaccinated, 190 were fully vaccinated, and 49 are listed as vaccination status unknown, missing health card information. 4,592 active cases, up from 4,517 yesterday. 258 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 in Ontario, down from 271 yesterday. There are 153 patients in intensive care units because of COVID-19, 23 of those people no longer test positive for COVID-19, and 94 patients on ventilators, 15 of those patients no longer test positive for COVID-19. The province reported 31,123 tests were processed yesterday. Another 16,225 tests are still under investigation and/or being processed. To date, 18.4 million tests have been completed. Variants of concern. Ontario-wide, 146,487 lab-confirmed cases of the UK variant strain of COVID-19, B.1.1.7, alpha variant. 1,503 cases of B.1.351, also known as the South African variant, beta variant. 5,229 cases of P.1, which is the variant strain that originated in Brazil, gamma variant. 19,126 cases of B.1.617.2, also known as the Delta variant. Another 54,104 cases have screened positive with a mutation detected, but the lineage for the variant strain not yet detected. According to Public Health Ontario, there are delays between specimen collection and the testing required to confirm a variant of concern. As such, the reports can change and can differ from past case counts publicly reported. Vaccines. There were 37,715 doses of vaccines against COVID-19 administered yesterday, up from 30,575 on October 7. 22,042,483 doses of vaccine have been administered. In total, 10,707,708 people have been fully vaccinated. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 591,331 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 576,951 recoveries and 9,788 deaths, 4,018 of those in long-term care homes.